You're listening to Chainlink, the crypto news podcast with your host, Joshua Roomsburg. Follow and subscribe today.
Welcome to the Chainlink podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Roomsburg. Today's episode is about the world of Deepience, Metaverse. Presented by Deepius. Today's guest, Techie and Gosman. Welcome to the show, brother.
Hello, Joshua. Thank you for hosting us here. My name is Techie, and I am the director, strategy director of Deepius, also of World of Deepience. I'm happy to be here with you, here with Gazi, and to talk more in details about related of our World of Deepience, our metaverse game, to see more in details what will happen in the coming months, and to share with our community in full picture the game.
Okay,
Josh, thank you for having us. As Teke mentioned, my name is Gazi. I'm the project manager of the team, so thank you very much for this space today where we like to talk about Deepius and World of Deepience metaverse.
Let's start here. Give the community a quick introduction of Deepius and what you guys have built out for the industry.
All right. So for the users that, or for the listeners that don't know anything about Deepius, Deepius has been in the market for more than 3 years now. It initially offered some solutions in the DeFi part, like staking, farming, and vault pools, where the users can stake their assets in order to get ETH rewards.
Okay. Let's walk through. You guys originally started as a DeFi project, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And then you guys expanded into other aspects of the industry. So explain that transition or growth period into launching the metaverse. How you guys went from DeFi to the metaverse. Explain that process.
Josh, basically, we do not consider it as a transition. We and our community consider it as an expansion to the metaverse area.
Okay.
So after offering the DeFi solutions, we launched our NFT collections, Cats and Watches Society, or Cows as we call it. Okay. And then we saw the opportunity there to merge the DeFi part, the NFT collection as well, into the metaverse space, offering something unique.
So when you look at the overall metaverse aspect of World of Deepience, could you give us a detailed explanation of where you guys are right now in development?
Yes, for sure, Josh. So basically, we started the development of World of Deepience metaverse by June 2022. Okay. And we managed to launch a closed beta version by the end of last year on 29th of December.
So let me stop you there. You guys have been in development for over a year on this metaverse?
Yes, that's correct. So over a year of development, and we have some crazy milestones that we have achieved that I like to share with the community and all of our listeners.
Okay, great.
So first thing is that World of Deepience is a MMORPG role-playing game and is set in a digital environment based on blockchain technology.
Let me stop you there. You said MMORP. Could you explain what that is to an end user who might not understand that term?
Yes. So MMORP is a massive multiplayer online playing game. That means that the platform can utilize the multiplayer mode and can host multiplayer activities, multiple of them at the same time. So this keeps users' engagement at the same time inside the platform.
Is that a similar concept to Call of Duty or Fortnite, them kind of games that can go cross-platform as well?
That's correct. So what we're trying to do with our metaverse platform, World of Deepience, is to bring the same experience in the crypto space, like in Web2 gaming, and bring the same concept to Web3. Because based on the market research that we have done, we have seen only a play-to-earn games so far in the market. And we wanted to take that opportunity and bring the enjoyable activities, the experience, the same journeys to a game in the crypto space.
Okay. Now over to you, Techie. The next angle I want to cover is how does the user experience change when they interact with DPS? When it comes to the metaverse aspect, World of Deepians.
Okay, Joshua. First of all, I'd like you to give some details how we think it go in the metaverse, or let's say to build this kind of platform, because I don't like you to call it only just a game, but is beyond of one game. For this reason, we mention metaverse, and something is more bigger than one game. So before we started, we make a lot of research, which involved more than 3 months, also included focus groups, surveys, and we see what are the issues, the gap of the games, let's say, or the metaverse are going to, which are now offering in the crypto space. For example, based off some research, we see one biggest point is lack of the enjoyable game. So all the metaverse, all the games which are in crypto space, I don't have engagement, don't have story. So one game need to have a story. So they have lack of these kind of things. They just build, for example, a big platform in some way, let's say a world. For example, let's take it the sandbox, which we call in multiplayer, but have a separate world. So you don't have the same experience in all this part. Also, the engagement is very lack. So for this reason, we started to build and to think it what we can do. It's something which can be beyond of everything. And for this reason, we started to work on World of Deepians, which is a platform which offer, let's say, we are focused in five categories, which is campaign mode, which will be enjoyable things for the user. Later we can go in more in details. Multiplayer, open world in without any interruption, so you can have the experience, everything. The development, let's say sandbox concept, let's say, or the developing your area, so you can develop your area, and play to earn. Of course, we are giving focus in some way the play to earn, but not too much. Because why I'm telling you this? If you see, everyone play the game. We play FIFA, Call of Duty, Fortnite, but we not play to earn money. We play because we enjoy. Yeah. For this reason, we are doing something really cool. We are created an enjoyable game, but in same time, you can earn also some rewards. So you can
let me stop you there. So the biggest aspect from you personally is building an enjoyable game. That's what you see the point of this is?
Not only. For example, we see also the opportunity to build your business inside. Okay. Also, this is the key point. So everyone have the biggest opportunity to build in easier way, very easy way, his business. But this kind of business not for sure need to be a corporate. For example, also one corporate or big company can come and can change his way to promote his product or to have interaction with the user with his product. For example, one big company can come, can build his on their shop. They can start to sell it immediately, this product. Also, it will be inside of the in-game. The user can wear
in-game, in-game assets for these real-world companies?
Correct. Okay. Not only, but also freelancer people can come and can build it, can put it product for rent. So
they create their own products.
Yeah. So this is the idea. So the idea, let's say, the main focus is everyone can create his business inside the World of Deepians. Everyone can play in same time, also can earn reward. So it's combination of everything.
The next aspect with that is for an end user who would be looking to build a business within the metaverse, what types of products or services would these end users be creating?
So this is not, we don't have any limitation. So what does it mean? Okay. You can have from physical product, for example, for clothing, different product, watches, I don't know. So everything what can be physical to the virtual product. I'm not focusing to tell you something only for related of artists, of NFT artists, because also we have this this option, but we are going to touch later.
It would be limiting yourself. to focus on just that aspect. I get you.
So this is the main idea. Also, one of the best part, the other part is we are creating a portal, let's say concept of portal, of bringing new users which don't have any kind of knowledge of crypto to in the crypto. How? For example, our game, we don't have any kind of point of blocker. For example, you don't know what is a wallet, what is a Bitcoin, everything you don't know. So we create a questionnaire, a mission for user to play the game. And in this way, we are going to learn everyone what is the Bitcoin, how we'll start, because we are going to have museum, for example. Everyone will have this space. And this way, we are going to be like a portal from a user which don't have experience to the user which have experience.
Okay.
And also for the users which have experience, really good experience, and the best part of our vision is we are going to make a merge, let's say, of DeFi and also of Metaverse. How?
Okay.
Everyone.
That's the key right there. The merge between the two aspects of the industry.
Correct.
Now, I think that's very unique, for sure.
I tell the truth, we one of aspects which help a lot of us is MetaMask, which 2 months ago they launched the SDK in MetaMask in Unity, because our game is developing in Unity.
Okay.
So the experience now of the user will be totally unique. So there will be an app version. They can buy through the app without going the desktop version or something like this. So everything will happen inside of the game. Staking, for example, you have, as I mentioned, will be the DeFi part. For example, you have one NFT. You like to stake. Actually, we have this option, but it's in a browser version, let's say. But in the game, you have a shop. You can go. You have one NFT. You can go, can stake, and you can take a daily reward in Ethereum. So this is the best part. And the MetaMask done in this moment will help us a lot. In the future, of course, we'll see other options to do it, but this is our focus, to merge everything in one easy platform and in game and to enjoy. For example, you can go and you can see how your ETH is growing in your land, let's suppose. So something like this, funny.
When you look at the bigger aspect for user experience, walk us through some of the functionality an end user would do inside the metaverse. Techie, this is for you.
Thank you, Joshua. So the functionality are unlimited, let's say. I like to use this word because we really do it a lot of things, because we take it every day, feedback from our beta user, and where we can do it. So the user can purchase, can sell, can have events inside, because we have it till now, for example, event with environment, but we are going to have a battle, let's say, so some people can be together with another groups, they can fight together. Also, they can join different kind of adventure. So mission, they can go together because they need to be together all the time. So to fight a specific animal, or let's say to dig or to mine something. So in general, we are creating everything will be related to of the user. The focus will be of the user to enjoy, and the functionality will be from purchasing. They can trade, can stake the NFT, their token. They can buy different equipment. They can vote. We have also governance inside of our metaverse. So the option are a lot of options. They can say we can build a really quality game inside of so the engagement is very, very higher, let's say.
When you talk about events inside the metaverse, what would that look like? Would they sell tickets on chain? Is that a concept that you guys could see?
No, we see, for example, the events is let's say all the time would be a story behind in the game. So we are going to create a story. So okay. The event will be, for example, one day a week. For example, I give you one example. We are going to be the main city, which I like to do it, this event. The main city will be under attack. For example, from different animals or let's say Marlin character, maybe can be to be more constructive, let's
say. Oh, I got you. You're so saying events from the metaverse side.
Correct.
Similar to the way, I got you, the same way Fortnite does them releases every quarter or whatever they do there. They have the buildup to an impactful in-game experience. I got you. Continue. Right.
So the idea is, so we are, the user can need to coordinate with each other to be protected. The main, for example, the main city from the scammers, let's suppose, because we need to create a whole scenario of scammers, because in crypto we know a lot of scammers. But in this way, they are going to play to protect their city in engaging with each other, but in same times are going to learn. Not for everyone, but for the new user, beginning user, which don't know what is the crypto space, we are going to do it. So all time we are trying to keep it the funny part, but also in the end of this kind of event, the anyone go to take a reward. So this is will be the engagement, for example, play to with the environment. But also in same time we are going to have a play with each other. So the people can fight with each other. So in some way they can fight, they can have battle, we can have we have a leaderboard, for example, actually. So this kind of event, they are keeping creating an engagement, constructing engagement inside of the game, just to not have something we started end point. No, so would be something all time sweet for everyone, let's say.
Now to you, Gosman, when you think about the user ownership inside the metaverse, how does NFT integration play a part?
Yeah, so I will give you three scenarios, real scenarios that we have already integrated. As I mentioned before, we have our first collection of NFTs. It is called Cats and Watches Society, and it is a collection of 10,000 unique NFTs. So okay, what we made it possible here for all of our users, and to bring utility to those NFTs inside of the Metaverse platform, inside of World of Dupions. We have managed to integrate all of the collections, so each owner of one specific NFT will have the exact representation of that NFT inside of the game.
Okay, so would that be like clothing, shoes, weapons, different types of things like that? Or could it be animals as well, vehicles?
Yes. So Cats and Watches Society, one NFT represents a cat that have different traits. They have a head, they have a body color, they have clothes, they have a watch. So all kind of all of the traits we have integrated directly into the game. So if I own an NFT which is a cat with a dark color, with a hat, with a Rolex watch, you'll have the exact replica of that NFT inside of the game.
Okay, so let me stop you there. With that type of aspect, the individual clothing pieces are not purchased separately?
No, that's the beauty of it. So we have
included in the original NFT.
Yes, that's correct. So what you have in the NFT, you'll see the exact cat with the clothing, with a body type, with a body color, and everything as a 3D render inside of the game. And besides that, we have given utility to the cat that will have help the main character in many different quests or achievements, or even with fights with bosses, with other animals. And also, in the future, it will be transformed into a mythical creature that will help even more the main character to his journey inside the metaverse.
Speaking of the main character, do you guys have the opportunity to create your own character, or do you have NFTs for characters an individual user would be using?
Okay, Joshua, actually we are working very close with our developer to have the option the user can customize his character.
Okay.
So we are going to create this. This is one open point which we have it till now. For example, because of the main character, we'll be customizing all the time based on the preference of the user. For example, we'll be more fat, more taller. So to have all time we're thinking only one thing, to be enjoyable. Seriously, yep. This is our focus in our game because it's important. So after this point, we are see the option to create, because of course we are going to create different, let's say, items in NFT, because let's say 90% of the things will come in NFT version, which will be inside of our game and in our marketplace, not only because we also have in OpenSea, but for the main character, we are still opening the discussion what we can do the best for the community. And we are still waiting to make some, because every step we are doing, we are asking our community, we are taking feedback, which is the best way. For example, to create an NFT for one, but he like it to change it. Maybe we cannot create an NFT because the NFT after we cannot be changed in this case of the main character, for example.
Right. Yeah.
So we are all see this kind of option, but for sure will be something really spectacular, which we are working to for the main character to be something really enjoyable. But we are going to see this point.
So you're saying the individual assets in game can be changed for the end user's avatar, but not for other characters in the game? Like Gosman, you mentioned the cats, they cannot change their features, but for the end user's avatar, you can. You can change watches on your character or rings or necklaces, clothing. Is that what you're saying, Techie?
So the idea is our main character, for example, our cat, let's say, we have some specific. They have their rarity.
Okay.
So we can have some logic inside. We cannot change it. But we can make something different. We can transform our, for example, I take one items and my cat is a little cat. So I can play with him. So the cat help you a lot inside of the game. They found the treasure. They had to find the rewards, a lot of other things. But in meantime, you need it for fight and you have a portion. And the portion can help the cat to be transformed in another animal. For example, can be transformed in a tiger. And you can wear the tiger with a different equipment. You can engage. You can increase the ability of the cat. But to change the skin of the cat, standard cat, you cannot, because it's going to change also the rarity of the
original NFT.
The original, yep. And it's not make sense. But just I like to tell you something, which I like to repeat it mostly, is every NFT which we have it, the user have the possibility in meantime when he's play to stake it, this NFT. So they go to stake it every day. They are taking rewards in Ethereum. So this is another things which utility of the NFT we are creating. So this is in general we are doing for everything related of the utility of the NFT and also to help the game to grow in the right way.
So Josh, in addition to the NFT integration, we have another thing. So besides the Cats and Watches Society integration, we have managed to launch a limited edition of the Land NFTs. We call it Genesis, and it is a collection of 1,000 Land NFTs. And what we made it possible here. So for all of the users, maybe they haven't seen, we have seen a lack in the market that the Land NFTs are not accessible to other platforms, in most of them. So each of Genesis Land owners in World of Dupians, they have the opportunity to get access immediately to the Genesis Land inside of the game. And that is really huge for us. We have made it possible. So you or me or Teki, if we are owner of this piece of NFT,
yeah,
we'll be able to get access directly into the game, into the platform, to that Land NFT. And also, along with that, you can enjoy different benefits. As Teki mentioned, one of them is dedicated staking pools and earning rewards in ETH. But also, there are other benefits, like the users can join different events that are related directly to the Land NFTs. And also, in-game rewards.
When you think about interoperability for these types of assets, are you guys looking to put these assets on other chains as well?
So Joshua, we are think it will see this opportunity to see another chain. For example, actually, World of Dupions is live in two main chains, which is Ethereum and in BNB chain, but we are see the other opportunity to expand in other chain. This is dependent of our partners, because we have some partners which are part of the World of Dupions. I like to mention also, which is Conflux, is Avalanche, Chainlink, other Easy to Stake, KuCoin. So we have different Coin 98, different partners which are part of, they love it to be part of our metaverse. So we are see, because the game is going to be developing also in the, we are see the opportunities to involve a token, dedicated token for the metaverse, and we are see the opportunity based of the support or based of collaboration which can have it with one specific partner to expand the metaverse. This is related of on for the future how it's going to be done, but actually to tell you exactly who will be, I'm not able to tell, because we are still in let's say in open discussion with our partners.
But that is a focal point for you guys, is the expansion onto other chains and other platforms.
Yeah, so is one of our focus to because if you are expanded in other chain, you are giving the opportunity to everyone to be part of the World of Dupions and to engage with our World of Dupions. We are thinking to create so the connectivity, let's say, with a platform, different platforms, how we're going to bring, but not only on, let's say, in the blockchain side. I'm so focusing also in other side, which means, for example, other platforms which are not related to blockchain. Maybe it can be one company, we have their API. For example, they like to integrate inside of World of Dupions. We are creating two streams. One stream is be like a standard stream, which the business will have their platform. They can integrate their API and to have the communication with their land, because they are building a land. They have a lot of advertising, for example, activities. They need to change it in an automatic way. So this will be a standard. But we have also other stream which can be customizing based on request, which till now we have a lot of requests related of this other part.
Let me stop you there. Another thing I was just thinking about is when it comes to digital land and virtual real estate, what are the benefits for a real world company to come into World of DPNs and build out? Now, when I say build out, would their land, could they build a store, and that store would represent a real world website, but in metaverse form? Is that what I'm building in my head? Is that making sense? I guess is the bigger question.
You are correct.
Yes. Yeah. So basically, that's what you said. It is totally correct. But before we go there, the World of Dupions, in overall, it will be conducted into 100K lands. And we have this, as we call it, the downtown area, but it is really the center of the metaverse where all of our partners are located. So I would like to mention some of them, like Conflux Network, we have Chainlink, we have Gate.io, we have Maxi Global, we have Coin98, and many more that are already joined into the metaverse. But as Teke mentioned before, we are not limited only in the crypto space, but we want to have an extended reach to real-time businesses. So they can join, they can get a land, they can customize it, and they can attract new users to their areas by completing quests, by giving them rewards, or even better, to arrange some campaigns for the users to go inside of their area and learn more about them, about what they're offering, their solutions, their products, and live updates as well.
Okay. Now, let me stop you there a second. If I was the CEO of Samsung, right, and I wanted to purchase a piece of land within the World of DPN's metaverse, what would that look like? What would be my process of getting the land? I'd have to pick a prime location. And then how would I put my Samsung branding inside that metaverse?
So yeah, in those that total of 100K land NFTs, all of them will be divided into five different tiers. Where okay. The tiers closer to the metaverse somehow are valuable than the other part. But we're not trying to do that differentiation between the land because we're trying to bring utility even to the other areas that they could be the same value as the center of the metaverse. So real-time businesses like Samsung in this case, they can purchase a land NFT based on their location. Okay. And they can start to develop it, to customize it. They can choose their own headquarters, their own buildings. They can customize the interior, the exterior environment, and they can put advertisement, integrate their APIs directly. But what is most important, can also have the AI-powered NPC that will give a better interaction to the users inside their area. So all of the users, the players that visit Samsung inside World of Dupions, they visit the headquarters, they can directly go there, learn more about Samsung, new updates that they have to offer, new phones that they have launched. And with the MetaMask Unity SDK integration, we have made it possible for the users to have this easy journey to interact inside of the metaverse and purchase or even stake their assets in an easy way.
Yeah. Now, another thing is I was looking at my phone before I asked that question about Samsung. So that was just an example. I'm not trying to imply anything. Techie, do you have anything else to add on that business experience for building in the metaverse?
Yeah, so Joshua, as Gazi mentioned, most of the important things, the idea, the concept is, if I am the owner of one big company, I like to change the way to the traditional way, let's say in digital with the social media, and I like it to make it more engageable.
Yeah.
Is it like example you give it for the Samsung? Is it just an example? Just to be clear for everyone.
Right.
So, is important. So the Samsung, they can build like headquarters, but also their own shop. So they can build it. They can customize it based off their brand.
Okay.
They can put in the latest news. They can integrate, like as you mentioned, the API, a lot of feature. Also, if they have, let's say, special unique request, they need to contact us for sure because we need to do it based. And the experience is like this. The user, they can go inside, they can see 3D, for example, one model of phone, for example, not 12, for example.
The Z Fold 5 just came out. I ordered that last week. Yeah. So as an example, you could walk into the Samsung store and look at the phone itself. Inside also, the metaverse?
Of course. And not only, but you can interact with the NPC. Because what is one important, and I miss this importance, thank you, Gazi, you reminded me, is the artificial intelligence. We are trying to combine, because it's coming together, machine learning and artificial intelligence, where all this is also one unique specify with other metaverse, because when I check it, other metaverse, Decentraland, the Sandbox, they don't have artificial intelligence. We are doing something extra, so all our world is based off artificial intelligence, but also machine learning. So all the NPC inside of the, but also the environment is going to be to give experience, personalized experience for each user.
Okay.
Which means, for example, I am one user which have a specific experience in the game. I have a focus more in, let's say, in the phone. I'm using this kind of phone, for example. We have some data because in some way the machine learning need data. It's important things based on build. And in this way, in the, let's say, on the store inside of the Samsung, they can take it also a specific promotion for this user,
ooh,
discount.
That's cool.
So you understand, for example, you can get this phone, you can upgrade your phone. Let's suppose
you get $100 off if you come to our metaverse.
This is the idea we are doing to introduce the artificial intelligence machine learning inside of metaverse. And I tell you true, till now, our artificial intelligence is working well. We have still work to do it, of course, because it's not easy things. But till now, I'm really confident we are doing very well. And I forget to mention something. We are very lucky because we have a very smart team in our, company, which people which are working, they work it in the past from Meta, with some big company, Hollywood company. So we have really good, strong people here, which are, brilliant minds, and they are doing a lot of things. So in this way, the interaction with the business would be something totally unique. We never see this kind of experience. And I'm not talking just to give a promise. It's something which we are working every day. And if you see our story, every month we launch something new, something what we promised till now, we really launch it. So we are confident how it's going to be built, these kind of things.
As an end user inside world of DPN's metaverse, what would the social aspect be for an end user?
Yeah, so Josh, as I mentioned in the beginning, World of Dupians is a massive multiplayer online playing game. So there will be a lot or unlimited opportunities for the users to engage with each other and join clans and chat with each other, make new friends, and much more. Okay. So what are some kind of activities they can or networking they can do inside of World of Dupians metaverse? For example, sure. they can join different events together, like fighting boxes or even 5v5 or 1v1 competitions. So they can directly interact with each other and also get a rank on the leaderboard and get recognition within the community. Another thing, they can complete quests together, they can get rewarded. And one of the things that I like to mention, and Teki mentioned it before, that we're offering educational activities to all of the users.
Yeah.
In order to bring them from non-crypto space to the crypto space. And for them to learn more about what is crypto from the beginning, the key historic events or the exchanges, the wallets. And all of the quests related to the educational and learning activities will be a type of engagement for all of the users to get a networking and socializing with each other.
Inside the platform, is there a way to add friends, or would you add them by wallet? How would that work?
Yeah, so basically we're trying to bring the Web2 gaming experience to Web3 gaming. So it will be the same as all of our listeners or users have played games before. So the same experience, it will be offered in World of Dupians. They can add a friend, they can see it in multiplayer mode, they can chat with them, and they can do all kind of activities together.
And also, on the back end, is there anything different from a developer aspect on that?
So the only part that is different from the traditional Web2 gaming is the wallet integration and the things that are related to the blockchain. The multiplayer part is going to be, or the experience is going to be totally the same as it is in Web2 gaming. The back end of it with the Web3 integration, the wallet, it will be totally different. But also, we will have a merge between the multiplayer experience and also the Web3 concept or blockchain activities. We'll merge them together, and this will bring a new journey, easy journey for them to communicate with each other, trade items, or even skins, and a lot more.
The thing I was thinking is, when it comes to adding a friend or having that friend, is that data on-chain? Or is it in a database to where if there was ever an upgrade to the system, say in 2025, you guys wanted to upgrade, would they lose their friends, or would that data get moved to a new data center?
Nothing will be changed. The experience will be the same. You will have the same friends as you have. So all of the data, it is securely stored, and it will be the same even if we upgrade the platform, if we bring it to another blockchain, if we bring it to another solution maybe. But all of the users can keep the same historic data, their friends, everything, the achievements, they will keep it as it is, even though we do an upgrade or everything
else. Just thought of a brilliant thing. So an easier way to explain what I was just thinking about is, say you started playing the game on Ethereum, and in 6 months you wanted to play on Avalanche. When you make that transition, you're saying you keep the same friends, so your friends would be in the database and not on chain, to where you'd lose them if they were only Ethereum friends.
Okay, Joshua, let me give you an idea. So, of course, to bring a quality platform, so of course we need to make a combine something related of the blockchain, also in the on the database. So the idea is, in backend can change a lot of things related to how it can be expanded in different chain, other things. For example, I have my profile, which have this kind of NFT. Of course, this NFT will be part of the, if you purchase this NFT or you create this NFT, let's suppose, will be in BNB chain or in Ethereum chain. So all time they will be there. So the profile is fulfilled based of different chain you have it. And it's not important if I can change it. So the idea is you are not going to feel this kind of adding chain or other things, because you are going to have one profile, and this profile is going to be...
it's going to pull them different data sets from each chain.
Correct. And it's going to accumulate in one point. So your friends can be your friends. Of course, if you block someone, you can block it. So it's going not to change it. The idea. Also, I'd like to mention something related to the networking. So the user, we have also the opportunity inside to have trade peer-to-peer. So the user can trade their NFT inside of the game, or the equipment, or some specific item they can put in on the store to change it with another items, or we can sell with a specific token, for example.
Let's expand on that. So if I was an end user in-game and I wanted to sell my cat to somebody else,
you can do
would I walk up to them as an individual and a thing would pop up and I do the transaction there? Or is there a specific piece of land you have to be at to make that transaction happen?
Okay, this is a nice question. So the idea is, depend on how it's going to be built the gameplay. Because in general, the people, they like it to have more easily things. So in the UI of the game, you can have it. If you put it in a store, let's suppose, I put in my cat to be sell or to be rent, because we have also the option of the rent. So you have it pop up, for example, someone requests it, and you can accept it or something, depend, or make an offer. But this will happen all time in the interface. But I personally like it to have also one mall. So the idea that the
store... That would be cool, right?
So this, we have it, the different stores. So I like also to tell something new to our community. I like it also to have a baby cat. Maybe you can find it in the during exploring. You can take it, you can grow it. So it will not be to the collection what you have in 10,000, but you can grow, you can feed it, you can grow it, you can transform it, depends on how you can train it, this cat. And after it's growing, you can customize this cat with a different ability and UI visuality, and you can put it in the market to be sold. So the idea is, all these kind of things depend on how the community, because we listen to our community, we see our focus group, what they like. It depends all the time of the user. So for us, these are the primer.
When you look at being a creator or a visual artist within the metaverse, what would that look like for different types of creators?
So, actually, we are working, and I think We are going to launch it not very soon, but I think in 2 months, maybe. I'm not giving promise because it's a challenge. We are creating an option so the user or the artist can, they have their platform. We are creating a platform. They can customize the NFT, can change it, can put it different ability. For example, base, because when you create one NFT or let's say create, you need to put a sole rarity of this NFT. Okay. So, for example, I am going to launch one stone or one gem, will be only 10 piece of this gem. Who is find it, he can create a sword, he can put this gem is very rare and give this kind of ability, and after he can create it. Also, we are see the option, which is something related of our collection, which are not us. But this is related of our the collaboration. We are going to see opportunity because also is related of IP rights. So to see another collection can like to be in, be part to be rendered all in inside of the game. So these are two way. Let's say we are giving opportunity to any artist to be part of a world of Dupians. One to be creator with our tools. But the other will be with a request, let's say, from outside of World of Dupians and to be inside of us, like a transition, let's say.
Okay, now I got one last question for each of you. When you look at the future of DPS and the World of Dupians, what does the future look like?
Yeah, so Josh, we have a very challenging roadmap, to be honest. We look after it every day. And I would divide this into two main categories, the short-term objectives and the long-term. So in the short-term, something that we have achieved so far as part of the metaverse part, we have expanded the city to 9 square kilometers. From the previous 1 square kilometers that was before. So just for you to get the idea, in order to go from one corner to the other, it will take you like, I don't know, take you, how much is it? Like,
it's around 1 hour. So 1 hour. Running way.
Yeah, but in a running way.
Let's say, but we are going really soon to everyone to be quiet. So we are going to introduce a mounting so the user will have cars or other elements to go more faster because we need it, because it's very huge and you cannot.
And this is only the center of the metaverse, because I don't know if I mentioned this before, but the total size of the world, it will be 2,000 square kilometers. It will be incredible huge. So in order to complete that map in a running way or a working way, it will take the users 5 days to do it.
Wow.
And all of the world, it will be connected with each other. So you can travel to your neighbors, to your friend area that is very far away. But also in the short term objectives, we have something to, like, we're going to introduce in-game mounts, you know, traveling or teleporting or even flying through a mythical creature like a dragon or something like that.
Okay.
So, these are some of the short-term objectives. Another thing is that we're going to introduce new partners areas. The gameplay and the content, it will be in continuous improvement, because we're trying to bring new things to the market, new things to the community, new things to the gameplay to keep the users engaged, and many more things. While I want to mention in long-term, what we see is that we launch the total land collection of 100K lands NFTs, which will be all connected inside the metaverse and will give the users, the businesses, the freelancers, the gamers in the crypto market or not, the opportunity to join the metaverse, to develop their land, to bring their business inside the metaverse, to advertise their products, the solutions, integrate their APIs, their data feeds, and do unlimited things inside the metaverse. So this is our vision. And another thing is to bring new users to the crypto space. We want to have this extended reach to the market and be the best game in history of the metaverse that ever existed.
All right. And Techie, what is your input on that?
So, I am totally fully okay with Ghazi, what he say. So the idea is Very soon we are coming to, we are making two other events, which we call it one local event, depending on the partners, and one will be global events, which will be engaging. I know I'd like to highlight it something, which we are still in beta version, so we are give it a closed beta. So we are selecting the user we are playing in our game. So they are taking this benefit of someone user is holding one of our collection, for example, one cow, cat or cows, or land. They can access directly the game. But actually, we are restricting this kind of scenario. Also, I'd like to mention, which we not talk about this. So the game will come in three different platforms. One is a desktop version. One, it will be partial in the mobile, which will come in the next month. In mobile version will be, let's say, not full game, but a partial game. And other will be the PC VR. So, the idea is the experience. We are going to be unique because the experience of this kind of platform will be similar in everything. And so the user are going to enjoy in a kind of different platform the game. So the PCVR will be our focus, but all everything need to come step by step. So the next, in the end of the month, we are going to launch two new events, which will be really connected with the partners which we have it. And after, we are going to have also, maybe, I think, last time when I talk with, I make a meeting with our developer, we can have it also this month, the amounting. So the user can use their cat to amount and can go more faster, something like this. So these are in short term. And as Gazi mentioned, we are going to have the platform with the people that can develop it, but also we are going to extend all the features of the game in general.
When you talk about mobile, will it be a mobile application or will it be something that we access as a dApp inside another wallet?
So we are creating, for this reason, we are calling partial. So we are going to make, as we mentioned, we are going to merge DeFi and Metaverse. So in the game, we are going to be in the app, of course, the option related of the game, of the Metaverse, of the things, but also inside, we are going to have the concepts of dApps, which is related of the staking, other products. So we are created all-in-one app, let's call it, related of all our products, and which give the experience of similar what we have it in the app, desktop app, for example.
Okay. So you guys will have a DPS mobile application?
Let's say, not DPS, but I think we are going to call it World of DPS. But yeah, correct.
And it will be available on App Store or Play Store for all of the users.
Okay, well, you said an all-in-one application. I thought you was going top to bottom, everything from the project. You're saying for the Metaverse specifically, you guys will have an application for that?
Yeah, so this is the concept. So when we're talking about merging or giving experience or for the business in one single world, for this reason, which is the world of Dupians, you can have it staking, business, farming, vault, governance, metaverse, equipment, store, peer-to-peer to trade. So everything is coming in the same experience. We are going to have it
on all three platforms. Yeah,
correct.
Okay, so to close this out, tell users where they can learn more about DPS and World of DPS.
I would like to say to all of the listeners, to all of our users and new users that will come, to follow us on our official channels on Telegram. And also, you can learn more about on the website on dps.com or worldofdpns.com. You can follow us on Twitter and also on other channels that we have for latest announcement and everything else. Also, I would like to mention to them that you can be part as a beta tester just by applying, or if you don't want to wait, you can directly access the game just by owning a cat NFT or a Genesis land. You can directly enjoy the events, you can get ranked on the leaderboard and earn some benefits that you can find it more on our website.
All right, great. Well, I appreciate your guys' time. Thank you for being here today. This has been the World of Deepians Metaverse. Thank you for being here. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Take care.